Mentioning exercise in the same breath as southern Lebanon may seem odd, given that many towns and villages there are still in ruins after last summer's devastating war between Hezbollah and the Israeli army. But that war led to 13,000 United Nations peacekeepers patrolling the Israeli-Lebanese border. And some of those peacekeepers have found novel ways to win the hearts and minds of the local population, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
In the village of Ebel el-Saki, in the farm country of southern Lebanon, there's a new subject taught at the local middle school. The teachers arrive in the distinctive white vehicles of the United Nations peacekeeping force. The Lebanese principal imposes what discipline she can over children buzzing with nervous energy at this early hour. But they settle down into a focused quiet for men in uniforms. In this case, the 1st Battalion Punjab Regiment. Some of these Indian peacekeepers wear blue turbans rather than the blue helmets of the UN force.
No, next posture.
They are here to teach a yoga class. Lieutenant Colonel Rajesh Kumar instructs about 50 students and their teachers.
In this posture, you must have a look at this.
The lessons are three times a week.
Initially, you may not be able to balance.
Kumar straightens sagging shoulders. He aims fluttering arms as he walks around the orderly line of students who quietly bend to his instructions.
Like this. Yes.
After last summer's war, many of these children were anxious, full of fear, says Wafa Munzer, a teacher here. Yoga seems to help them focus, she says, adding, it may help the teachers even more.
I feel my face and all my body, it's relaxed and happy all the time. And this is good for us because, you know, in Lebanon we have many, many trouble. And this aid us to forget everything.
Lieutenant Colonel Kumar pioneered these popular classes based on exercises he requires for his troops. What does this have to do with peacekeeping? Kumar has figured out an answer for that, too.
The man who is internally at peace, he will contribute towards peacekeeping much more.
So both for the children and for your own troops?
Yes, for both. And it is good for their country.
Good for the country is the aim of these peacekeepers who've come from around the globe. The programs depend on the battalions. The Spanish hand out cash for rebuilding. The Italians deliver generators for electricity. The Nepalese instruct computer classes. The Indians planted a patch of medicinal herbs and plants and provide a free veterinary service. Whether they can all provide peace is another question, sandwiched as they are between Hezbollah and the Israelis. UN peacekeepers have patrolled this border for 30 years. So for Natalie Munzer, the French teacher here, it's quite normal for children to grow up with soldiers in the schools.
We saw many, many different soldiers, Spanish, England, Indians, Norwegian. We are allowed Israeli army, but it's the first time we saw the Lebanese army in our country. Yes, you have to laugh.
The Lebanese army has also deployed on the border, once the confrontation zone between the Israeli military and Hezbollah fighters, but it is UN forces that are more visible on the roads, in the new restaurants that have opened for them in the south, and in the yoga classes. At the end of the lesson, Lieutenant Colonel Kumar has one more yoga posture to teach these young Lebanese.
Laughing posture. It is also relaxing, and it is very good to keep your stress out. Hey. Look at this. Laugh as loud as you can. Totally free.
50 children and their teachers roll back their heads and laugh as hard as they can. Deborah Amos, NPR News, in southern Lebanon.
And you're listening and maybe laughing with more NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.